Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you've got any kind of smart device in your home, you almost certainly know the name iRobot.
Oh, absolutely. The Roomba.
Exactly. The Roomba. Oh. They basically invented the whole category of home robotics.
Yeah.
But over the last year or so, iRobot has just gone through this spectacular, really multifaceted collapse.
It's an outcome that almost no one saw coming for a company that was so dominant for so long.
Right. So our mission today is to dig through the sources. We're talking internal memos, market analysis, regulatory filings, to really figure out how a company with such a massive head start managed to lose its entire robotic empire.
It's a classic story, really. It's corporate hubris hitting a wall of relentless innovation, and the speed of it is just shocking.
So where do we start? To get the fall, I guess we have to understand the rise.
You do. And you have to appreciate that iRobot was not some typical garage startup. It was founded way back in 1990 by three scientists, Colin Angle, Helen Greiner, and Rodney Brooks, all from the MIT Artificial Intelligence Lab.
So this is deep, deep research DNA from the very beginning.
The deepest. And their early work shows it. It wasn't consumer tech. It was military grade.
Yeah, the sources make a huge deal about this. For years, iRobot was basically the U.S. military's favorite robotics contractor. They built the PackBot.
These were the robots they sent into the World Trade Center after 9/11. They were the robots clearing IEDs in Iraq and Afghanistan. Unbelievably tough machines.
So they had this incredibly sophisticated navigation and mapping tech long before anyone else was even thinking about it for the home.
And that's the key. That military background is what made the first Roomba in 2002 so revolutionary. They were taking battle-tested algorithms, you know, stuff designed for hostile environments, and just democratizing it to clean your floors.
And it was a massive hit. But that history leads to this this really crucial decision they made.
The 2016 turning point. They were so confident in their monopoly that they spun off their entire defense division to focus only on consumers.
At the time, everyone said it was a brilliant move, right? Yeah. Get rid of the unpredictable government contracts, focus on high-margin home goods.
It looked brilliant. But looking back at the analysis now, it seems like that's the moment they exposed their flank. It cemented this internal culture that they were the best, that their way was the only way.
And that takes us right into the first big reason for the fall, the engineering failure. The sources all call it their phase of technical stubbornness.
It wasn't about marketing at first. It was a purely ideological choice about engineering that, well, it killed them.
So explain this. There were two competing religions in home robotics, and iRobot picked the wrong one to die on.
That's the perfect way to put it. It was a religious conviction. iRobot's chosen path was VSLAM. That's visual, simultaneous, localization, and mapping.
Okay, so in simple terms.
It uses a camera, an upward-facing camera that looks for unique landmarks in your home, a light fixture, a door frame, a pattern on a rug, and it uses those to figure out where it is.
And they really believed in this.
Passionately. They argued it provided richer data that it could eventually learn to identify a sock on the floor or, you know, pet waste.
And what was the other religion? The competition's choice.
Their weapon was LIDAR, light detection and ranging. It's a little spinning turret on top of the robot that fires thousands of laser beams a second to create a perfect, millimeter-accurate map of the room instantly.
But iRobot just dismissed it.
For years, they said it was too expensive, too complex, not as intelligent as their camera.
But the market reality just absolutely brutalized that choice. Mm-hmm. By 2024, a Roomba felt archaic.
It did. Let's just talk about the practical failures. First, darkness.
Right. The camera needs light to see the landmarks.
So if you wanted your Roomba to clean overnight while you slept, or if you just had a dim room, it struggled, or it just failed completely. A laser-based robot.
Doesn't care.
Works with 100% precision in pitch black.
And then there's speed.
Yeah.
This is the one that really kills brand loyalty. A LiDAR robot, a competitor like Roborock, could map your entire house in, what, 5 minutes?
5 minutes. They call it quick mapping. The Roomba J7, using its camera, had to literally clean the whole house for hours, bumping into things, to slowly learn the layout.
5 minutes versus 4 hours. For a modern consumer, that's not even a choice.
It's a deal breaker. And then there's just the user experience of the thing. The experts all call it the bumper method.
Because it just drives until it crashes into something, then turns.
Exactly. By the time iRobot software got good enough to see a charging cable, the laser competition had already moved on. They were stopping before they hit the wall. It's just a massive quality of life improvement that iRobot missed.
So while they're stuck on this VSLAM problem, releasing what the sources call these, like, frustratingly iterative updates with slightly better suction.
Yeah.
A real revolution was brewing.
a competitive tsunami building in Shenzhen. While iRobot was perfecting old tech, companies like Roborock, which came out of Xiaomi, didn't just adopt LiDAR, they started bundling it.
The Roborock S5. That was the first big shot across the bow, wasn't it?
It was. It could vacuum and mop. That one feature completely reset what consumers expected a $500 robot to be able to do.
But that wasn't the real killer. The sources say the death blow was what came next, around 2022, the all-in-one OmniStation revolution.
This is where it gets just wild, because the robot cleaning your floor was suddenly not enough. The robot had to start maintaining itself.
You mean true end-to-end autonomy?
Total autonomy. Think about what these OmniStations could do. The robot finishes cleaning, it goes back to its dock, and the dock empties its dustbin.
Okay.
Then it washes its own dirty mopping pads with hot water. Then it refills its own water tank for the next mopping run.
And the last step was the most crucial.
The most crucial. It dries the clean pads with hot air to stop mold and bacteria from growing. It was a complete self-sustaining system.
A true robotic servant. And where was iRobot in all this?
Consistently two full years behind, they had no answer to the OmniStations. For example, a basic feature like lifting the wet mop up when it senses carpet.
So it doesn't soak your rugs.
Right. Competitors had that in 2021. iRobot finally got it working in late 2023 with the Combo J9 Plus get. They were just constantly playing catch-up.
And you can see the brutal math for the consumer. Why would you pay $1,200 for a Roomba, a brand you trust, when it still needs you to empty it and wash its pads?
When you could get a fully autonomous, laser-guided robot from a competitor for $1,000 or less...
Brand loyalty just completely evaporated.
It did. Which brings us to the next act of this whole tragedy, the Amazon trap.
August 2022, iRobot is bleeding money, the competition is eating their lunch, and then this news breaks. Amazon is going to buy them for $1.7 billion.
It looked like the ultimate lifeline, the cavalry coming over the hill.
But Amazon didn't want to build a better vacuum.
Not at all. It was a pure data play. The sources are crystal clear on this. Amazon wanted the maps.
The floor plans of millions of homes.
Exactly. The spatial intelligence of where everything is in your house. The plan was to plug that directly into their Alexa and Ring ecosystem to build the ultimate smart home.
But that data, that became the poison pill, didn't it?
The poison pill. The announcement immediately set off this massive regulatory nightmare, especially in Europe. The EU and the UK's CMA jumped on it instantly.
And their concerns were privacy and monopoly.
Both. The privacy of Amazon having a detailed map of the inside of your home. And the monopoly issue, which was led by Margrethe Vestager in the EU.
Her argument was basically that if Amazon owns Roomba, they can just bury all the other competing vacuums on their own marketplace.
Or delist them entirely. And what's really fascinating is the effect of the review period. For 18 months, from mid-2022 to early 2024, iRobot was in what the sources call strategic purgatory.
They were frozen.
Completely frozen, standing still while the competition was sprinting. They couldn't launch any long-term projects. They couldn't raise any other capital. Morale just plummeted.
And the best talent started leaving.
The best engineers and executives just fled. The entire R&D pipeline just dried up.
And then January 2024, Amazon walks away. The EU regulators are just not going to approve it.
And iRobot was shattered. The stock crashed 40% overnight. The founder, Colin Angle, resigned. They laid off 31% of their entire workforce.
Their $140 million termination fee from Amazon barely made a dent.
It was a temporary bandage on a mortal wound. And if you look at the market today in 2025, you can see just how far behind they fell during that purgatory period.
We're already way past OmniStations now.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing things like direct plumbing hookups. The robot's dock connects right to your water line, so it has infinite clean water and a drain for dirty water. You never touch a tank again.
And the mechanics are getting better, too.
Yeah.
I've seen these new robotic arms.
The flexi arms, little arms that extend out from the robot to clean corners and along baseboards places around Roomba could physically never reach.
But the software might be the biggest sign of how obsolete they became. Competitors are rolling out generative AI.
Exactly. You don't have to program zones anymore. You can just say to your robot, hey, the dog tracked mud in by the back door, and it just understands the context and goes and cleans it.
iRobot's entire architecture just couldn't handle that kind of leap.
No. And this whole collapse is going to be a business school case study for decades. The sources really distill it down to five critical lessons.
Okay, let's go through them. Number one, the first mover disadvantage.
It's real. iRobot got complacent. They thought the Roomba brand name alone was enough to sell what was, by 2023, just inferior hardware.
It's the same story as Nokia or BlackBerry, right?
Right.
Or Kodak dismissing digital cameras.
The exact same corporate arrogance. Being first doesn't mean a thing if you stop innovating.
Okay, number two, don't be ideological about tech.
Their religious belief in cameras over lasers was a disaster. They tried to tell the market what was better instead of listening to what the market wanted.
The market wanted speed and reliability.
And it wanted robots that worked in the dark. The market is never wrong about friction points. The second a customer has to apologize for your product's flaws, you've already lost.
Number three is painful, the M&A trap.
Pausing all your innovation for 2 years while you wait for a buyout is fatal. It told everyone, employees, competitors, the market, that you've given up. You always, always have to have a plan B.
And number four feels very 2025. Data is a double-edged sword.
This is a huge one. iRobot thought their maps were the crown jewel, the asset Amazon wanted most.
But that very asset is what killed the deal.
Exactly, it became the poison pill. That data was so valuable and so personal that it attracted unstoppable regulatory heat. The lesson is that data isn't just the new oil anymore, it's uranium. It's incredibly powerful, but it's also politically radioactive.
And the final lesson, number five, never underestimate global competitors.
iRobot fell into that classic Western trap of thinking that competitors in Asia just copy things. That arrogance was destroyed by companies like Roborock and Ecovacs, who just flat out out-engineered and out-innovated them.
The speed of innovation in Shenzhen was just faster than the speed of innovation in Boston.
Dramatically faster. And if you want to boil it all down to one meta lesson, it's that iRobot lost because they were obsessed with perfecting their chosen technology, while the competition was obsessed with delivering speed and autonomy to the customer. They were just always late.
So what happens now? What's the fate of the Roomba brand itself?
It won't disappear. The sources all agree on that. During the bankruptcy, a private equity firm, or maybe a Chinese competitor in a final ironic twist, will probably buy the name and the IP.
And just slap the Roomba brand on some mid-range appliance.
That's the likely outcome. It's a sad end for a company born at MIT, a true pioneer. Their legacy is real, but their time is over.
Yeah.
Every time your modern robot quietly cleans your house without bumping a single wall, it's really standing on the shoulders of a giant that just stumbled and lost its balance.
And that dynamic is the ultimate takeaway here, isn't it? In tech, no king rules forever. Given everything we just talked about, the robotic arms, the Gen AI, the plumbing today's champions could so easily be tomorrow's failures.
So easily.
So here's a final provocative thought for you to chew on. If speed and autonomy ended up trumping iRobot's focus on cleaning perfection, what part of today's champion robots, maybe their own obsession with cleaning every single square inch perfectly, is actually the next technical stubbornness, the next feature that a simpler, faster, more disruptive competitor is about to make totally irrelevant?